sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamgela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesine mhla ka 12 kompando la 2024 ngutaba kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Elemelika lithi selisekela umbono wokuthi izwekazi le-Afrika libe lesihlalo i-permanent seat kugatsha lomanyano e-United Nations olubona ngezomvikela. Izakhamizi zewange zithi zithwele nzima ngezinga lentuthu ebangelwa ngezokwenjiwa kwamalahle abathi sokubangele imikhuhlane efana leyofuba kanye lesibeletho kwabesifazana ngesizathu zokusebenzisa amanzi angahlanzekanga. Abalimi abagoqela abeZimbabwe bathi kuhlaselwa kwele-Ukraine ngele-Russia sekubadalele ubunzima ngoba intengo yempahla esetshenziswa ekulimeni siqonge kakhulu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Elemelika lithi selisekela umbono wokuthi izwekazi le-Afrika libe lesihlalo i-permanent seat kugatsha lomanyano we-United Nations olubona ngezomvikela olwe-Security Council. Lokhu kwenzakala phambilini komhlangano omkhulu we-United Nations General Assembly oza kwenzelwa eMelika kumaviki amabili alandelayo. Reuters ibika ukuthi umeli weMelika ku-United Nations unkosikazi Linda Thomas Greenfield uza kwenza isimemezelo phezu kwenyathelo leli namuhla. Ithi njalo elemelika lifuna amazwe amancane asezihlengeni lawo aphiwe isihlalo ku-Security Council. Kodwa lanxa kungaze kwenzeke lokhu, uThomas Greenfield uthi imelika ivumi ukuthi kuqheliswe inani lamazwe alamandla okuthatha izinqumo ezibalulekileyo ku-United Nations ama-veto powers. Abakhokheli be-Afrika abaningi abagoqela umuyi uRobert Mugabe bahlezi begqugquzela ukuthi izwekazi leli liphiwe ilungelo lokuba lilunga le-UN Security Council futhi libe lama-veto powers. Untungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe locubungulezo mbusazwe uMnumzana Mthulisi Mathuthu.
Akekho ngokubona kwami umuntu wase-Afrika ongeke ajabulele ukuthi Afrika nayo ibe esithi singathi sihlalo kula amazwe ayiwo aphethe ukuthula emhlabeni ngathi ku-Security Council ye-United Nations. Into nje ehlelwe ikhuluma ngabantu abaningi uma ungakhangelisisa kusukela emva abakhokheli be-Afrika, labakhokheli base-Asia, abakhokheli basezihlengeni bahlezi beyikhuluma le nto kweminyaka eminingi ngokuthi ngabe i-Afrika layo ilaso leso sihlalo ibe namandla anjalo. Ngakho ke kuyinto njengathi ijabulelwa ngabantu abaningi, kodwa ngathi ukujabulela kwakho lokho nto kuya ngokuthi lowo muntu yena ujabulelani exactly. Ujabulela ukuthi i-Afrika iyakhululeka, ujabulela ukuthi i-Afrika layo iziwe emazweni amakhulu emhlabeni, umujabulela ukuthi leyo nto imphathise ezinhleleni zakhe zokuba ngumuntu ophethe umbuso ngendlela engayisiyo. Yikho lapho kulo mehluko khona.
I-Afrika lanxa ingaze iphiwe isihlalo ku-Security Council, nxa ingelawo amandla okuthatha izinqumo eziphoqayo ku-United Nations esingathi ngama-veto powers, ubona lokho kuyiphathisa yini?
I-United Nations isile minyaka eminingi yaqala, yasungula. Lezi zinto bezihlala zikhulunywa ngabantu abaningi asingathi ngama-analyst, ama-academic, izikhwicamfundo, laba-politician ase-Afrika. Ukuthi i-United Nations yenze lokho okuthiwa ikuguquka, engathi ngama-reforms, la i-reform isiya phambili. Ukwenzela ukuthi ingafani lalokho ebeyikho khona embincindezela, kube lokuthi amanye amazwe nganancindezelekile. Ihamba nje ngesiqubu somnenke. Umnenke mawazi ukuthi uhamba kanjani, United Nations hamba ngesiqubu somnenke. Ngakho-ke i-Afrika-ke ukuthi la ize ithole lawo ma veto powers mbona kuzothatha isikhathi eside ngoba njengoba yasho ukuthi Melika ayikuthakazeleli lokho awumangalisi ngoba ukuthi yona United Nations izibe ilokhe ikho khona naloko ukuthi mawubhekisisa United Nations yona ngokwayo iphakathi kweMelika eminyakeni eminingi nengi le abantu abaningi bebehlala bekhala ngakho ukuthi hayi iMelika ungani ibambe kakhulu United Nations ibambe kakhulu ngani yayicontrol ngakho ke akumangalisi ukuthi ingani iyaphikisa ngani iyala ukuthi iAfrika ithole lawo mandla singathi ngama veto powers kodwa esingakujabulela ukuthi kuya kusiya phambili into yonke lokuqala nanxa nje kuyisiko ingathi kuyisiqubu somnenke kuyatshengisa kuyaveza ukuthi phambilini kuzojika kuzoguquka kusizofika isikhathi lapho umhlaba lawo uzojika khona amazwe aseAfrika lawo abe lawo amandla.
Umnumzana Mthulisi Mathuthu ucubungule zombusazwe ubexoxa ecingweni lonto ngameli inkomo weStudio 7 ekwelebhilitane.
The Voice of America.
Idolobho leWange laziwa ngogama lahle amagetsi njalo izakhamizi zalindawo zithi zithwele nzima ngezinga lentuthu ebangela ngezokwenjiwa kwecoal abathi sekubangele imikhuhlane efana leyofuba kanye lesibeletho kwabesifazana ngezizathu zokusebenzisa amanzi angahlanzekanga kubika uNokuthaba Dlamini.
EWange sibisezihlahla izindlu ukudla emsika ezivandeni luthuli nje kuphela yimvama ukubona umkhathi ugubuzele njalo ongaziyo engathi liyezi lezulu kanti luthuli lwamalahle izakhamizi zeWange zithi uthuli lolu luqhamuka kuma HDM eZimbabwe Power Company kuma nkampani yama China kanye lemgwaqweni ehamba amagonyeti ethwele amalahle sixoxe lonkosikazi Rejoice Ndlovu ohla la elwendulo othi loluthuli selubangele imikhuhlane eminengi
ungakhangela umkhuhlane wezibeletho wabo mama sumnengi kakhulu lapha eWange ngani ngoba amanzi uyathi ukhila amanzi akufakela lapha nendichi unqa umuntu ongumama sugeza amanzi lawona vele ayebegcwele idust.
Unkosikazi Primrose Sibanda we number 1 village uthi imgwaqo ifile uthulinki ezindlini
sihlala siphefumula umphefumulo owe dust suku zonke ngihlala eceni kwe road ama trucks imoto ezincane amabhasi adlula akula imoto eyamanzi elandelayo.
Sibuye njalo saxoxisana lonkosikazi Sithembi Nkosi Ndlovu omele inhlanganiso elilihlo likaZulu izimele yodwa eGreater Wange Residence Trust othi izigaba zothuli lolu zikabili eyomkhathi leyamanzi uthi abantwana bezikolo basengozini.
Abahlali be-ZPC ngale engagula bafisa ukuthi ngantwa bangarelocate bakhutshwe lapha abahlala khona bayefakwe endaweni encane.
Sibuye njalo saxhumana lonkosikazi Thobekile Shoko okunhlanganiso ye-Center for Natural Resources Governance yena wathi abesifazane labantwana yibo abasengozini ngalolu thuli uthi abazama ukuphakamisa amakhanda bayabotshwa njalo lezincwadi zama-petition ngalolu daba kaziphendulwa.
Endlini sometimes amanye amabhakethi engela zivalo yenza idust bavalo mama labana babotshwa bahanjiswe epolisi bavulelwe ama-docketing some stuffs.
Sixoxisane njalo lo councillor weyingagula umnumzana Brian Chikumbo oveze ukuba inenge kalihlolwa umkhuhlane wofuba kubalela labasebenza emigodini yamalahlele uthi kuya kube lemizamo lakho nje qo eyokuba kuthelwe amanzi okuthambisa loluthuli kodwa isixazululo yokuba kuvulwe imigwaqo emitsha ibe khatshana labantu kanye lezimayini lazo zibe kude. Sixhumane njalo lomholi obona ngezehlakalo zesabelo seMathebeleland North umnumzana Richard Moyo ngalolu hlupho.
Ngathi uyagala kathe at least sekuyifluid esingena kakhulu kudeka river sekusiba ngcono ngoba sesazama ukuthi silungisise even le pollution alana ukuthi intuthu ziphonge ukuhamba phezulu emkhathini mahlayana sesukuzama ukuthi suku-adresse konke khonokho.
ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso ye-Community Working Group on Health, ngomnyaka abantu abedlula inkulungwane eziyisithupha bayafa ngomkhuhlane wofuba kweleZimbabwe, ikakhulu abasebenzela emigodini. Inhlanganiso ye-East Central and Southern Africa Health Community isivezele ukuba uthuli lolu lubangela imikhuhlane yofuba efana le-pneumoconiosis, lufiphaza njalo amaphaphu. Abe-Community Working Group on Health bathi lokhu kungenxa elwa nxa uhulumende engaqinisa umthetho wokwemba mahlayana nje. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisewange ingagula ngenginokuthaba Dlamini.
Abalimi bathi ukuhlaselwa kwe-Ukraine ngele-Russia sekubadalele ubunzima ngoba impahla esetshenziswa ekulimeni isiqonge kakhulu. Ungwele Dube we Studio 7 usiphala ludaba.
Umthelela wempilo yokunotho weZimbabwe uvele sobala ngo-2022 kugwalo olwethulwe ezingatsha zomanyano we-United Nations ezibalisa olwe World Food Programme, WFP, iFood and Agriculture Organization kanye le-International Organization for Migration. Ugwalo lolu olulesihloko esithi Impact of the Ukraine Crisis in Zimbabwe. Inhlanganiso lezi zaveza ukuthi ukhamuka kwempileko abangela ukukhwela kwentengo yezinto ezifana lemvundiso yefertilizer, amafutha ezimota nokudla eZimbabwe lasemhlabeni jikelele ngoba amazwe amaningi ethenga izinto lezi kweRussia laseUkraine. Ugwalo lolu luthi intengo yefertilizer efana leammonium nitrate yakhwela isuka kuma-dollar aseMelika ngamachumi amahlanu lanhlanu $55 yaya kuma-dollar phezu kwamachumi ayisithupha $65 isaka le-50 kg. Isaka lomkhakha we-compound D lona lakhuphuka lisuka kuma-dollar cishe angamachumi amane $38 laya kumachumi amane lanhlanu $45. Khathesi kwezinye indawo futhi kusiya ngohlonzi lwayo, enye imfundiso ibiza ama-dollar ngamachumi ayisikhombisa $70 kusiya kwayisitshiyagalolunye $90 ngokutsho kukamnumzana Clive Mnakandafa, umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabalimi eZimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union eMathebeleland North.
We've had to contend with the rising costs of our main.
Ukulima yikho ukuhlaselwe kakhulu yimpi. Into zokulima zikhuphukile. Nathi sokwenze sakhuphula intengo yezilimo.
Umlimi umnumzana Winston Babbage laye utshele umsakazo weStudio 7 ukuthi ngenxa yokudula kwefertilizer usesebenzisa ubulongwe ezilimeni zakhe.
That's dropping. Yes.
Ubulongwe bukamalulwane buyimvundiso enhle kakhulu. Mina ngabona kungcono ngisebenzisa wona ngoba ifertilizer isidula.
Ngomnyaka iZimbabwe ithenga imvundiso yefertilizer eyisilinganiso samachuma esikhombisa ekhulwini 70% emazweni agoqela eRussia, Ukraine, Mozambique, United Arab Emirates, Mauritius leSouth Africa. Ugatsha lomanyano we-United Nations olukhangelane lokuqoqa amanani okuthengiselana phakathi kwamazwe omhlaba olwe-UN Comtrade luthi nyakenye eleZimbabwe lathenga ifertilizer ebiza izigidi phose ezingamachumi amabili 19.62 million, e-Ukraine njalo lathenga ebiza 25.92 million eRussia. Ombimbitho eRussia iphe iZimbabwe ifertilizer yamahhala engamathani azinkulungwane ezingamachumi aphezu kancane kwamabili 23,000 metric tons kanye lomumbo isilinganiso senkulungwane zamathani ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu 25,000 tons. Kodwa ingcwethi yecubungula ezenotho umnumzana Gift Mugano uthi isipho seRussia lesi yasiphathisanga ilizwe ngoba imvundiso le incane kakhulu.
The 25,000 donation is a drop in the ocean, because we need about 450,000 tons of fertilizer.
Donation is 25,000 tons, ngane kakhulu ngoba njengelizwe sifuna amathani angaba 450,000 ngomnyaka. Intengo yamafutha ezimota layo yakhwela eZimbabwe lasemhlabeni jikelele ngenxa yempi yeRussia leUkraine ngoba ele Russia ngelinye lamazwe ahamba phambili ekuthengiseni lawa mafutha. enye njalo ingcwethi kwezinotho umnumzana Victor Boroma uthi okudanisayo ukuthi lanxa izinto ezisetshenziswayo ekulimeni eziningi zikhwelile ngenxa yempilo intengo yezilimo ilokhu iphansi kakhulu eZimbabwe osokudale ukuthi abalimi abaningi balime igwayi lona elilenzuzo ephezulu nxa uqathaniswa lomumbu lengqoloyi.
Viability in agriculture is largely affected by the cost of the inputs that you use.
Intengo yama inputs okulima yo acho ukubana kukhona okuphunayo kumbe akule. Intengo yokulima isiphezulu kodwa imali yokuthengisa kwezilimo lokhu iphansi.
Nyakenye iZimbabwe ithenge impahla egoqela imvundiso indizamtshina lengqoloyi kwele Russia ebiza izigidi ezingamakhulu phose amabili 172.3 million. Ngo-2022 yathenga impahla ebiza izigidi ezedlula kancane yamachumi amabili 23.4 million, kodwa yona yathengisela iRussia impahla ebiza isigidi esilengxenye kuphela 1.52 million, okuyinto esula zingcwethi kwezenotho zisithi ukuthengiselana phakathi kwamazwe omabili kumele kulingane ukuze iZimbabwe layo ithole inzuzo ezwayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo, yimi uNgqwele Dube.
Namhlanje kuhlandla lethu lengxoxo mpikiswano sihlaziya isimo somnotho elizweni kulandela ukuzichaya isifuba kwahulumende sithi sewaletha intuthuko enengi selokhu wathatha intambo zombuso kwayengumongameli uMoi uRobert Mugabe. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Mbongeni Dube, ilunga lebandla leZANU-PF owake wamela iLupane East edalela ePhalamende, okhuluma ezimele endaweni lomnumzana John Zolani Dlamini, umgcini sihlalo webandla leZaphu onguye umqalisi Ziba.
Iqiniso leli elaziwa and kusukele kuye uMgabe omnye umhlobo ngasezisho ukungasaphikhathese kunzima amagarane la useqalisa futhi ukuthi thina sifuna ukuthi sihle ngoba kunamagarane kungaphi izibhedle bangaka abantu abafayo ezidini bangakomama abafayo bezithwele bebeleko eZimbabwe asikhulume ngendaba asikhulume nge-transport akula simeli esesambayo bangakha abantu abethu waye abantu abethu bebaleka i-development kamnangagwa bakhambe baye kwamanye amazwe akula mali liyaze lithi lintshele ukuthi kathesi okuyi-vidi yonale sithi yimali yona ihulumente ayifuni imali yayo nxa ubhadala emahofisini ehulumente kathesi ufuza ukukhipha imali yamanye amazwe ibhadala i-school fees yenzemadawe so ingaphi i-development sihleze ezindlini amagetha wakho kumnyama nkuluma zoko imikhuhlane isibambile phakathi kwelizwe ngoba akula mali.
Yebo mnumzana Dube, ungathi kule ntuthuko yini esilethwe nguhulumente okhona?
Ngananzelela into eyenziwe ngubaba uMnangagwa eZimbabwe iyamangalisa ukuthi akathese emakhaya sekunama-irrigations amadamu ancedisa abantu khuluma kunjenje eLupane ngase-380 elinyiweyo omnyama ubambi eLupane ungangikhangela isibhedlela esiyakhiwe eLupane ngenkalakatha yesibhedlela singeke sisukume sikhele ngoba kasinamali esiyitholayo thina njengeZimbabwe kubo-IMF kubo-World Bank iZimbabwe ila ngemali eyikhanda phakathi kwelizwe layo. So yena ubaba uDlamini ngephathi yabo ba-expect ukuthi kuyenzakala ama-miracles angeke ayenze but i-effort eyenziwa ngubaba uMnangagwa esazi ungakhangela i-border post yedade kusadigridini lapha malutshwana ama-border post anje step by step siyafika lapho esiya khona yikhosilezi ukuthi by 2030 wonke umuntu kumele wesinda impilo engani. So yena ubaba uDlamini angikwazi ukuthi yena uhlala ngaphandle kwelizwe engaboni into eyenzakalayo.
Nanko umbuzo mnumzana Dlamini,
mina ngikhuluma nilapha eZimbabwe angaze ngiphume phandle ngisadinga umsebenzi. Into ngikhuluma ngobani labantwana? Into ngikhuluma ngoba ngihlala phakathi kwabantu, abantu beZimbabwe. Uhlupho esinalo siyakunyamayo khathesi sengani iZimbabwe ithethwe izolo ngokufika kukaMnangagwa kuba ngupresident. IZimbabwe ibe independent ngo-1980. Into engikhuluma ngazo lezi bezikhona, industry zisebenza, imigwaqo ibimihle, abantu kade belima, amadamu akhuluma ngawo lezikolo lezi libuze lingana isibhedlele. Izinto ezincane yisithi isibhedlele esikhulu kathesi izibhedlele zakhiwa ngamajiba kudala. So Katazo unitele uti mpenti piti ila kabuza da bukona indo zonji. Wii pinto, eza zikuna za yanga. Upreti ndi katazo nyanga itele uti na uhamba efulizi porani. Nga uzo, indo enzo wako koko kutale el porani. Ikukume nipile nezi porani baba tuube. Aitinanga nga matamu kuma hao nana. Aye kuna matamu ya ikukume ndi ya ayedele na apiela matamu katesa kusela luto. Kusela mani. Uwezo kuna uti wenza loko, wenza loko. Inti ilu di silikoni. Ita renya tu di silikoni. You name all these hospitals. Mama wa sakawala luto. Sikhalili michena pabani. Sikhalili ama professionals hati vile sao tukutena. Habade kura na manie. Seba habaleka. Sumanifo petro si choyo. Uza faga ni pabani. Na sefi ya nkomo la po. Wasa kasachi wa utena. Asila luto. Akula nkwe nguwayo. Ili spetro lepe silupani. Uza faga ni pabani. Umela michi spetro. Uza pendile lukutu wena. Ufunu kutifabisi banja lako. Aulu salanga na wena. Aula bantwana na wena. Aba afina aba ngantwe mulewa ikuta gula mba. Aba tube. Chachi lintelezi siria. Ukusela buko na kakati wikulumeni. Banka kakata kabotwa ya. Tenchon simari wikulumeni. Puma denga na matara hamba hamba kaya. Unte nchenchi ni evidence yonji ko. Unte loko yona uuti. Uye saku kuzwa gana kona kukutuna. Usuli. Akuna ndesuna nchwa hii yonja. Unte kukundi uwe. Wawa uye saba. Ukuti kunga velu sole. Pada kufalela.
Ungasiqhubela lingxoxo mnumzana Dube.
Ngiyabonga. Engakuthi kuba kudlala ukuthi esikhathini sonke ngakhangeleni izinto ngamehlo wonke. Okuhle siyakubuka, njalo kumele sincedisane ukuze sihambe siphambili zezimbabwe. Kumele sibambane ukuze kuphele izinto zenotho lezi zakhona lapha eZimbabwe ziphume. Nathi sithole imali ku-IMF, World Bank, nathi sifunde sifane namanye amazwe ukwenzela ukuthi i-development leyo ifuna ibe khona elizweni. Ngiyabonga.
Ungathini ngeminye imicijo ekhulunywe ngumnumzana Dlamini laphana?
Ngeke sifambe konke at the same time. Phakathi siyabona unit 7 and 8 ewhile. Ngoba thina nxa kungena amagesi lapha engikhona, ngabe ngibona ukuthi amagesi maybe kule 40 somewhere. Amanzi lawo. Kukhuluma ngamadamu amakhulu ayenza ama-irrigation. Ayikhona ukuthi sikhulume ngamadamu okunathisa inkomo. Hayi, sonile babu Dlamini. Kodwa siyene
ngakithi
siyesesikhulumeni.
Uyabonga Dube. Bathi bengicabanga ukuthi mina kusongeza balomuntu wezano engakhuluma naye suwa ngiqabele ukubona ukuthi hayi akukhulumayo asikokwakhe and akulanto kungayakha bethi bethi mina ndibukile mna ngaba ngathi uyagebha isiborana bethi wena kuyini okusolileyo sizwe.
Lo ngumnumzana John Zolani Dlamini, umgcini sihlalo webandla lezaphu, obexoxa endaweni lomnumzana Mbongeni Dube, ilunga lebandla lezano PF, oyemela iLupane East edalele parliamente, obekhuluma ezimele velo sithandekile emhlanga we Studio 7. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuthi abantu abafika phose izigidi ezingamachuma esikhombisa 67.1 million babukela ngolwesibili ingxoxompikiswano yabancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika unkosikazi Kamala Harris webandla le-Democratic Party lomnumzana Donald Trump owele-Republican Party. Ingxoxompikiswano le eyayilawulwa ngabezindaba abe-ABC News ngiyakuqala phakathi kwababili laba njalo ilakho ukuba ngiyokugcina kungakaqhutshwa ukhetho lolungo lwezi. Ingxoxompikiswano kamnumzana Trump lomongameli Joe Biden eyaqhutshwa ngohlangula umongameli engakaphumi kulumncintiswano yona yabukelwa ngabantu abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amahlanu 51.3 million. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lolandela ezombusazwe weMelika umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
Ngibona njenganama polls phuma kwawo aphuma esithi ye wona unkosazana Kamala Harris wenze kakuhle sibili uwehlula ubaba uDonald Trump. Nxa ngikhangele bengibona ukuthi ubaba uDonald Trump ezinye impendulo zakhe ubecaphukile kakhulu. So umama uKamala Harris obezama sibili ukuthi acaphule ubaba uTrump, uTrump ukuthi alahleke empendulweni ezinye esizibonileyo. So,
elibona njani indlela ababili laba abaphathe ngayo indaba eziqakathekileyo kakhulu kubavoti balapha eMelika ezigoqela udaba lwenotho, udaba lwabokuza kanye lodaba lwembuso wentando kaZulu.
So uzabona ukuthi umama uNkosazana uKhumala Harris ubezama sibele ukuthi anike abantu indlela ukuthi ubezenza njani nxa uyokuthi engabuya engawina mhla ka 5 November kodwa ubaba uTrump ubekhumbuza abantu lokho akwenze esangumungameli welizwe. So ngokubona kwami ubaba uTrump ube zama ngazo zonke indlela ezokuthi akhumbuze abantu ukuthi uke wayenza njani kodwa ubengacaca.
Okuphuma kungxoxo-mpikiswano kuqakatheke kangakanani kukhetho?
Kuqakathekile kakhulu nxa sikhangele ukuthi kulabantu khathesi abangakadecide ukuthi bazafotela ubani. Njalo sibona njengani abantu labo yibo engxenye abazincedisa umuntu ozawina nxa kuyukuthi bazamvotela. So iyabe ikhangelwe ngabantu abaningi i-debate lay njalo ababengadecidanga ukuthi bazafotela ubani engxenye sebele mpikitsho ukuthi bazafotela bani.
Mnumzana Masimba Kuchera isizalwane seleZimbabwe esilandela ezombusazo elemelika ubexoxa leStudio 7 esebhilitane. Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Salibonani, salibonani, salibonani Studio 7, linjani? Siyabonga, siyabonga indaba elisethulela zona malanga wonke. Thina singapha endaweni yasematupu komagalani. Inhlupho nje esihlangana lazo ukuswelakala kwamanzi. Kwamanzi lokudla lenkomo sezisifa ngenxa yokuswelakala kwamanzi. Lezikotsho lapha abantu lapha sebeqamulana ezikotsho lapha kunzima. Cela uhulumeni angenele bakuthi sithole even imgodi.
Siyabingelela sabonga Studio 7. Sicela lesibiselele inews esebuseni lo ukuthi sikwazi ukuphawula sibili ngoba lezi news zenza ntambama isikhathi asiko ukuphawula umuntu oyedwa mawabili. Kanti kusemqoka ukuthi sihlaziye ngendaba yelizwe lakithi ngoba abantu bezimbabwe bahlupheke kakhulu wonke laba khona. So siyacela kakhulu
Studio 7 basakazi abalungile ngomsebenzi eliwuthwalayo. Ngithanda ukubana ngiyengikhulumela amazwi amalutshwana. Sesihlolisisile ithina njengamaZimbabweans. Sesikhangelisisile sabona ukubana abathengisi bonke akade bezitsho ukubana bafuna ukukhulula leli ilizwe bavelile sobala ukubana ngabathengisi. Bavelile sobala ukubana bemukele kuzano PF ngoba isikhali sezano PF ligolide sokuthenga abantu bonke abaphikisana lezano PF. Bonke babhadelwe izano PF kodwa usithamisa one uvezile ukubana akalweli izikhwama zakhe, akalweli imuli yakhe, akalweli inhlalakahle kuye kodwa ulwela inhlalakahle yeZimbabwe. Ukwalile lokhu uthamisa uvelile ukubana liqhawe. Thamisa is a hero.
Studio 7 linjani basakaza abahle obafowethu Dube nabanye bakhe. Ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu umsakazo weStudio 7 ofinyelela loba kukuphi apho kungafinyeleli khona amanye amagagasi amanye amaradio wona uyafika. Ngiyabonga kakhulu bantu beStudio 7 sengathi iradio yeni leyi uNkulunkulu angayiphathisa ayiphe amandla ihlale injalo sikwazi ukulalela izindaba ezenzakala elizweni lakithi eleZimbabwe nakwezinye indawo. Ngilethulela isigqoko ekhanda olibingelelayo nolincomayo kuStudio 7 Sifiso Thobela lapha eKhesi eMaphisa.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lanili lakho ukusithumela eyona imibono kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu ngeWhatsApp, fakani isicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi +12024650318. Lingakhohlwa liyalandela uhlelo le-Live Talk lapho esicubungula inhlelo ezamabhizimusi lezokuthuthukisa eziqhutshwa ngabesifazane beZimbabwe abakwamanye amazwe labasekhaya. Singekehlukani-ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Elimelika lithi selisekela umbono ukuthi izwekazi leAfrica libe lesihlalo ipermanent seat kugatsha lomanyano weUnited Nations olubona ngezomvikela olweSecurity Council. Izakhamizi zewangeza ithi zithwele nzima ngenxa yentuthu ebangelwa yikwenjiwa kwamatshe aligugu. Siligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguTabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.